kind of looks like a squirrel. You have chipmunks around here?
No, we don't have a chipmunk.
Or people might call them ground squirrels.
Yeah, we got ground squirrels.
Now, what do they look like?
They are real small, smaller than what we call a cat squirrel.
About the size of a good sized rat, maybe?
Yeah.
Do they have a long tail like a...
Yeah.
Is it bushy like a squirrel?
Yeah.
What are some of the common freshwater fish that you have around here?
Trout, bream, catfish, suckers.
What about some of the seafood that's available in the area?
We have oysters and shrimp.
Talking about shrimp, if you were going to town, you'd say, I'd like 5 pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. What do you call these animals that you find around ponds? You know, they make a croaking noise.
Frogs.
Is there any particular name for the frog that stays around water?
Bullfrog.
Bullfrog. What about the kind that stays around your garden, eats insects?
Well, some call them toad frogs, horn frogs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen these little tiny frogs?
Yeah.
What do they call?
Tree frogs.
Tree frogs. You ever heard them called anything else?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Okay. What are some of the things that you might use for bait when you go fishing?
Worms, there's lots of different kind of bait, cut bait, crickets, mm-hmm. All kind of worms.
Can you name a few types of worms?
Bugs and wigglers, red worms, and earthworms.
Now those wigglers fairly big worms.
Pretty good size.
What do you call this type of animal that has a hard shell and he can draw his head in?
Gopher, turtle.
Is the gopher a land turtle?
Yeah.
What about the one that stays around the water?
He's about a different kind of turtle. Loggerheads and soft shell turtle. Mm-hmm. Sea turtle.
Is a terrapin the same thing as a gopher?
No, they're real small.
Terrapins are small?
Yeah. And gopher goes in the ground and terrapin don't. He stays on land above the ground.
What do you call these things that you find in freshwater streams? You know, they got claws on them.
Crawfish.
Are they used for bait or do people eat them or what?
Well, some people eat them and use them for bait, catch fish. Mm-hmm.
What do you call this type of insect that likes to fly around lights at night?
Lightning bug. No, what's another name for them?
What about that type of insect that'll eat up your clothes if you're not careful?
That's moth.
Have you ever heard lightning bug you mentioned a minute ago called anything else? Maybe a firefly?
Yeah.
What about this type of insect you usually see it around lakes or ponds? It's got a real thin body and a couple of transparent wings and it'll, you know, occasionally light on your fishing pole and you'll have to shake it off.
I've seen but I don't know what the...
You ever heard people call them dragonflies?
Yeah.
You ever heard dragonflies call anything else?
I don't know that.
Some people call them snake doctors. Have you heard that?
No, I have.
Or mosquito hawk?
I've heard them called mosquito hawks. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some of the insects around here that might sting you?
Ants, mosquitoes, bees, yellow jackets, bumblebees.
What about those insects that like to make their nests on the side of people's houses look like they're made out of some kind of paper?
Wasp, yellow jacket. You've got a yellow jacket over to the ground, that's wasp.